A policeman hurried to the scene and started to hold the crowd back. "Stand back," he shouted. "The swan is wounded. Give him air." "He's dead," said a little boy. "The bird is dead." "He is not dead," said the salesman. "He's scared." "Call an ambulance," screamed a lady in the crowd. A small pool of blood formed under the neck of the old cob. He seemed lifeless. Just then a game warden appeared. "Who shot this bird?" he demanded. "I did," said the storekeeper. "Then you're under arrest," said the warden. "What for?" asked the storekeeper. "For shooting a trumpeter swan. These birds are protected by law. You can't pull a gun on a wild swan." "Well," replied the storekeeper, "you can't arrest me either. I happen to know this bird. He's a thief. He's the one you should arrest. He's been here before, and he stole a trumpet from my store." "Call an ambulance," cried the lady. "What's that you've got in your hand?" asked the policeman. The storekeeper quickly stuffed the money back into the money bag and held the bag and the slate behind his back. "Come on, show it to me," said the cop. "I want to see it too," said the warden. "We all want to see it," cried a fellow in the crowd. "What's in that bag?" The storekeeper sheepishly handed the money bag and the slate to the game warden. The warden stood straight, put on his glasses, and read the note in a loud voice. "To the storekeeper of Billings, enclosed please find $4,420.78. It will pay you for the trumpet and the damage to the store. Sorry about the inconvenience this has caused you." At the mention of the sum of money, the crowd gasped. Everyone started talking at once.